Andy, talk to me a little bit about the event here at the Culp's Farm in Jasper County.
So this evening we wanted to invite out local decision makers, local county influencers, local leaders to see behind the scenes what goes on a livestock and grain operation. Because we feel that there's a lot of misnomers and a lot of things that folks don't really understand about what goes on here. So we wanted to invite folks out and have an evening on the farm and eat some good fresh food that's raised here and just give them a little bit behind the scenes and give them some education about what really goes on.
With the disconnect between consumers and producers, how does this bridge that gap and maybe start the conversation and help to take out the message of agriculture?
Well, we feel like with the group of folks who are here tonight, with the leaders in the community, that they then can go and talk to their peers about what really goes on. And so as they hear those misnomers in the community, they can reassure those folks that maybe some of the things they've heard are not the facts and share with them what really does happen on a modern-day farm.
Talk to me about some of the stations that folks were visiting and some of the messages that were given.
So there were three stations this evening. We had the livestock station, which we talked about a little bit about how animal agriculture has changed and how animals are raised today and some of the benefits of moving livestock indoors and the benefits that brings along with it. Then we transitioned over to the corn and soybean side of the house, and we talked about GMOs, and we talked about dried distillers grains, or DDGs, and the benefits that those have brought to modern-day agriculture and how through those advances, we've really reduced the amount of inputs we put into our crops and been able to also increase the efficiencies. And then we talked about technology, and technology is really exciting today and about all the opportunities that lies ahead with different data information that we can use to continually become more efficient. And the new technology that's really kind of got everybody's attention is the drones, the UAVs, and what opportunities lie ahead with using that type of technology.
You held this one in Jasper County. Will there be other events that folks can visit throughout the state?
It is our hope. This was definitely our first event, but it is our plan to do at least two more of these events within the year throughout the county, and hopefully we'll be announcing those very soon.
Anything else?
I just, hopefully if folks ever have questions about farms, just don't hesitate to ask a farmer because they are very willing to share their stories with the public.